Police in Northern Ireland are investigating a brazen bank robbery in Belfast.
Robbers forced employees of the Northern Bank to hand over some £22 million. That's about $43 million, making it one of the biggest robberies ever in Britain or Ireland. It began on Sunday night when armed men captured family members of Northern Bank executives Chris Ward and Kevin McMullen.
Covering this story for the Irish News is reporter Barry McCaffrey. He says the two executives were forced to go to work as normal on Monday while their loved ones were held hostage.
They went to work at 12 o'clock and they had to act as normal because they were warned that their families would be killed if they alerted anybody to the robbery.
Well, what's happened with those family members?
The family members were eventually released. One's Mr. McMullen's wife. She managed to raise the alarm. She had to run barefoot through the forest, and she managed to find a house and raise the alarm. By that stage, the armed robbers had left Mr. Ward's house, and their families were set free.
Does this robbery bear the fingerprints, the figurative fingerprints, of any particular group?
No, there's quite a lot of speculation that there's paramilitary involvement. But the police say they haven't established yet whether it is a criminal gang or whether it's the work of one of the paramilitaries. All of the paramilitaries, the loyalist groups and the republican groups, have been involved in bank robberies over the years.
Is the Irish Republican Army, the IRA, one target of the inquiry?
Yes, all the paramilitary groups, republican and loyalist, are still being investigated. It's still unclear just whether this is the actual work of the IRA. Security sources believe that it would be politically very damaging if the IRA was found to have been involved in this. And they tend to believe that the IRA wouldn't actually have been involved in this just because of the political repercussions.
Now, I understand that the money that was stolen was Northern Ireland banknotes, which would have to be used or laundered there.
That is banknotes that are specific to Northern Ireland, which aren't accepted by banks or different retail outlets in Scotland or England or Wales. So a sizable proportion of the $22 million is actually unique to Northern Ireland, which will be a problem for the gang when they try to get rid of this money or try to dispose of it.
Is the money traceable in any way?
Yes, there's, I think it's £12 million. The serial numbers are in the possession of police. I think that can be traced. There's $5 million, I think it's £5 million is used notes, so that would be practically impossible to trace.
Well, Barry McCaffrey, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thanks very much, Martha.
Reporter Barry McCaffrey of the Irish News in Belfast, talking about a bank robbery there on Monday. The robbers got away with more than $40 million in cash.